18 years ago today was when this happened.
Moments ago, the second tower of the World Trade Center apparently tumbling and collapsing onto the streets of Manhattan. Absolutely horrific, horrendous scenes in the United States. This is within about 2 hours of the first plane crash into this one tower. Eyewitnesses on the ground were saying just prior to this vision, they saw people leaping from windows, screaming for help, as you can imagine.
The absolutely devastating day in history, but I think it's one of those days that we all remember where we were and what we were doing and how old we were when we first heard the news about 9/11. Gina, do you remember what you were doing the day of 9/11?
Yes, I was actually living in America. I was about an hour away on the train from the Trade Towers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I actually had no idea what was going on, and I was a nanny, and the mum of the kids rang up to see, you know, how I felt, and I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, turn on the television, and
oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
University was cancelled. We weren't allowed back into Manhattan for about 3 months. It was crazy.
Wow. And what was the vibe like? I mean, I'm guessing everyone was just, it was pretty eerie around.
The Americans didn't really react very well. They thought they were untouchable.
Sure.
And suddenly they realized they were not untouchable and they lost it, basically. Unlike, you know, other countries that just get back straight online and go back to work.
Yeah.
They shut down for a really long time. They didn't handle it very well at all.
Yeah, right. And by shut, like, so you, obviously you said Manhattan itself shut down, so no one could go in and out, no one commenced work, is that right?
Yeah, everyone kind of went home from work, all the schools shut down, they just shut the whole place down, no one was allowed in.
Wow.
No one was allowed out, yeah.
And how did you feel about it? Were you quite shaken from it? Did you feel like you wanted to stay living in America?
Yeah, I kind of, because I was Australian, I had removed myself emotionally from the situation.
Right, yeah.
I honestly, the way they were carrying on, I thought World War III was about to break out, so I thought I had to head home. I thought I was going to get kicked out of the country kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, within, you know, we all kind of went back to work because that's what you do. You pick up your stuff and you go back to work.
Yeah.
Obviously not for the families who were, you know, personally affected.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and then everyone started sticking up their American flags everywhere. Suddenly everyone became very patriotic.
Yeah.
And they were driving around with flags on their cars. And,
yeah,
yeah,
wow.
So they dealt with it. Yeah.
Yeah, and how soon did you go back to university?
Couple of weeks I went back.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. So they shut down even the universities for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, they only shut down for a couple of days, but I had to get other things back on track.
So, okay, right. Yeah. Fair enough. Well, that's so interesting. Thank you so much for sharing your story this morning, Sheena.
No worries.